Hello, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June the 21st, 2026. It's often mistakenly called Father's Day. Maybe I'll comment on that later in the podcast. The inspired solar lunar date is Tammuz 6/57/86. Now we are continuing in Joel with the final chapter 3 and verse 1. Joel was inspired to write the statements that he had received from Supreme. You will notice in those days, that's just right now, and at that time period, that's right now, I will turn praise originator, that's the meaning of the word, Judea or Judah, and success legacies exile, that is Jerusalem, is the phonetic word there. Verse 2, I will gather all ethnic groups and bring them down to Eternal Originator ethically manages valley. What valley is that? That's the valley of the One phonetic word is Jehoshaphat. I will ethically manage them there on behalf of my people. Now, ethically manage is not a positive word in this sense. It's a negative word. He will teach them, correct them, yes. I will ethically manage them there on behalf of my people and my possessions. We are owned by Supreme. Most powerful prevails. That, of course, is a word that is based on the phonetic sound. Israel, whom they scattered in ethnic groups and plundered my land. So he's going to teach us the lessons that we should have learned in the last few thousand years. Verse 3, they throw pebbles for my people. That is, they want to try to find out what the chances are. They give a boy into practicing immorality. That is not the best thing to do. They sell a girl for wine. That is certainly not the best thing to do. These are two terrible criminal acts that deserve death. And not the normal death. They deserve death by stoning, which isn't quick, but it's a slow, painful process. They drink. Verse 4, rock, fissure. These were regions there. I've traveled in that area. They were to the north of this vicinity, Tyre and Sidon. And all the regions of grief-stricken, dust-weakeners. What are you to me? Yeah, it's hard for us to understand it, but Supreme loves and respects us, but he also demands love and respect in return. Otherwise, we choose to die. Will you perform recompense to me? We sure do need to. Will you recompense me swiftly? You know, we not only deserve beatings or death, but we must recompense for all of our evil. I will speedily turn your recompense with your head. So he's going to straighten things out here in the very near future. You took my silver and my gold, the best of my desirables entering your palaces. Yeah, we have squandered the greatness in this country of the United States of America, the most financially benefited of all nations in the world. But we have squandered it. We have sought to love this wealth and love power and not really please Supreme in the least with that. Verse 6, you sold Paradise Originator's sons, that's Judah's sons and Success Legacy's sons, to Mudman's sons. That's a reference to Greece, but it's meaning it in the sense of this society, to remove them far from their territory. So that's what's coming, very imminent, just in a matter of days or weeks. I don't think it's going to take months, but it might be months. Verse 7, you will notice, I will rouse them from the locale where you sold them, so they will be distributed worldwide in various nations, and Supreme will bring them back. I will turn your recompense with your head. Verse 8, I will sell your sons and your daughters into Praise Originator's hand. So he'll turn things around, and he'll bring his children back to their territory. They will sell to them intoxicated ones to a distant ethnic group. These are demon-infested people. Eternal Originator stated, verse 9, you must proclaim this in ethnic groups. You must designate a battle. You must rouse the strong. They will come close. All the battle men must go up. Verse 10, you must hammer your plowshares into swords and your pruning knives into spears. The weak will say, I am strong. That sounds like nuclear strength. Yes, this is verse also repeated in Isaiah 2:4. And it's a verse that tells us we're headed into war. Verse 11, you will help. You will come. All ethnic groups from all around will gather there. Eternal Originator, your strong will penetrate. Verse 12, they will be roused. Ethnic groups will go up to Originator ethnically manages valley. That's the Jehoshaphat Valley. I will remain there to manage ethically all ethnic groups from all around. That's Supreme statement. Verse 13, you will extend the sickle. That's for harvest. Only that's not a pleasing harvest here. Harvest has ripened. You will go. Come down, excuse me, you will come and go down. A wine press is full, the wine vats overflow. Their evil is great. So Supreme will have to take action because our evil certainly is great. Great numbers are in Strict Decision Valley. Now this is a different valley. Eternal Originator's Day. This is the time we are in right now when he will intervene. Eternal Originator's Day is near in Strict Decision Valley. So that's a reference to an area over there in the environs of Jerusalem. Verse 15, sun and moon will darken. Now we've never seen the likes of this yet. Stars will lose their brightness. Wow, that's scary. Eternal Originator will roar from bald, dry place. That's phonetically Zion. He will give his sound from Success Legacy. Both skies and earth will quake. We cannot imagine what a horrifying event, the whole universe and the whole planet shaking. Originator is refuge for his people. Oh, there's the solution. Did you know Eternal Originator I didn't have this correct, so I'm going to have to correct it now. I don't know. I thought I corrected this, but I must not have saved it. And it doesn't work to correct without saving. Anyway, I'll save it right now and that'll help. But eternal originator, what? Do you grasp what this is saying? Is refuge for his people and protection for most powerful prevails sons. That's Israel, phonetically. He is the place of safety. I know there are some oddball groups, and I was a part of one of them that thought we had to flee to a place of safety. And we figured it was in the south of Jordan. Well, we figured, and we were wrong. We didn't count on Supreme. He is the place of safety. There's only one safe place, and that is in the arms of Supreme. And I enjoy him holding me in his arms. Verse 17, you will know I, he's speaking here now again through Joel, I, eternal originator, your most powerful, am woven in ball dry place. Now, ball dry place is phonetically the word Zion. But why he says he's woven, this is what's important to understand. This Zion is a, oops, I really goofed there. This Zion is a very important word to understand. It's the spiritual aspect of Supreme's group, as opposed to the Jews who are the physical aspect of his favored ones. My distinguished mountain, see, Zion, my distinguished mountain, his group, has nothing to do with church. Church is a totally deceitful term that we use in religious circles to deceive, and the demons have prompted that in the first place. My distinguished mountain, that's his spiritual group. Success legacy will be distinguished. So it's not now, but it will be. It would become like a spiritual center for the next 1,000 years. Those alienated will no longer transgress in her. No, it's going to come to an end here in just a little over 2 years. No more transgression in Jerusalem. Verse 18, it will happen in that day. The mountains will drip wine, totally different from the way it is now, and the hills will flow milk. All praise originators, rivers will flow waters. Irrigation from originator's place will go out and water the Acacia's valley. Now, the irrigation that goes out from originator's place is not a temple. And it's not referring to literal water. It's referring to the refreshing dynamic. That is, Supreme's dynamic will go out through the next 1,000 years and be available to everyone, like it was to the first two humans to obtain immortality. Verse 19, double stronghold will be for devastation. That's Egypt. They are going to suffer just like we are going to suffer because of the wrongs they do. Red or Edom, that is the word, double stronghold is the word for Egypt. Red is the word for the phonetic word Edom. Will be for uninhabited devastation from the violence to praise originator's sons and whose innocent bloods they shed in their land. They're going to pay a penalty for what happened thousands of years ago. And I guess it's happening again. Verse 20, praise originator will remain for the future. That's Judah. You think you're going to kill off all the Jews? You're dead wrong. It's more like the reverse. Success legacy, that is Jerusalem, and it's elliptical, will remain for the future from generation to generation. Verse 21, Supreme states in the last verse of Joel here, I will clear them of bloods I have not cleared. Their violence is going to have to be corrected. Yes, and he will correct us. Eternal originator isn't home in bald, dry place. That's among his spiritual people. So I think we have come to the end of this, well, I can't say delightful writing, but it is very important and very pertinent writing for us today. And the events that we see happening even right now today are horrifying, and they're only going to get more horrifying each day and each week. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee lying. We must flee coveting. We must flee stealing. We must be being renovated, totally converted, eventually, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.